5. Quick Divrei Torah on the Parsha with Rabbi Gil, student of TorahMusings.com. Vayelech Tavshin Pei Aleph. Number 1. Why does Moshe have to die? At the beginning of Parsha's Vayelech, Moshe Rabbeinu explains why he is dying on that day. In Dvarim Lamed Aleph Beis, he says, Vayomar Alehem Ben Mei of Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom, I'm 120 years this day. Lo Uchal Olo Seis V'Lavo, I can no longer go back and forth. Vashem Amar Elai Lo Savor. And Hashem tells me that I cannot cross the Yarden, the Jordan River. Rashi explains this as having multiple pieces to the statement of Moshe Rabbeinu's explanation why he must die on that day, but Rashi explains it out of order, and that requires some explanation. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo chal od lo seis v'lavo. You might have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was too weak to cross, to go back and forth. He was too weak. That's why it says, Vashem Amar Eli Lo Savor. Hashem told him, no. Hashem said, you are not allowed to. It's not that he was too weak. Moshe Rabbeinu was not too weak. But Hashem told him he can't go. And therefore, Anochi Hayom, that day was his birthday. That day he turned 120. However, why is it out of order? So the Taz, in his Divrei David, he explains that there are three things going on here, and you might have been mistaken about them. So Rashi has to explain to you how to properly read them. Lo chal od lo seis v'lavo. You might have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was too weak. Aye, but if he's too weak, so why can't he just pray to Hashem and Hashem give him the strength? The Navi Yeshaya says, V'koyeh Hashem yachalifu koach, Hashem can give people the strength. So that's why it says, V'Hashem amar elai lo savor, that Hashem said, no, you can't, so Hashem will not give him the strength. So that's why you have to have those two. You might have thought that. And it might have said, V'Hashem amar elai, if it had just said, V'Hashem amar elai, Hashem told him he can't cross, so why doesn't he just die at the very moment that they're about to cross the Yarden? Why does he have to die before that, days, weeks before that? So why is that? So that's why you need the first thing to say, that he was too weak and therefore he couldn't. So you might have thought that, but says Rashi, don't think that. Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu was strong enough to go, but lo chal od lo seis v'lavo, only because Vashem amar elai, only because Hashem said you're not allowed to cross. But if that's the case, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to die on that day? That's why it comes to tell. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Anochi Hayom, on that day was his birthday, he reached 120, that was the day he was destined to die. Number 2, why bring the children? The Torah tells us that at the Hakel ceremony in Dvarim Lamed Aleph Yud Beis, you have to come men, women, and children. Ha'anashim v'hanashim v'hataf, and the Gemara explains, men come to learn Torah, women come to hear Torah, and children come to give reward to the people who bring them. But the question is, why would you get reward for bringing the children if there's no real point for the children to be there? So Rabbi Cheskel of Ramsky, in his Chazon Yecheskel on Tanakh, on page Reish Nun, he quotes Tosfos as seeming to say that the reward for bringing children is so that they should get used to listening to Torah speeches, to Torah lectures, and that will become part of their nature and will help them grow. And Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky says you can see that in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk continues to say why, Leman Yishmu, so that they hear, that's talking about the women, Leman Yilmedu, they should learn, that's talking about the men, V'yaru, it's Hashem Elokeichem, and they should fear Hashem, that's the children, because by getting used to listening to the rabbis, they will learn to fear Hashem. Number 3, without God, where do we turn? The Torah tells us that as punishment for our sins, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vanochi Haster Aster Panai Bayom Ahu, Hashem will turn his face away from us. We will lose the Hashkacha, whatever this means, the Hashkacha Pratis, the guidance, the providence of Hashem, as a result of our sins. The very next Pasuk tells us the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. V'ata kisvu lachem sashira azot ulamdos b'nei Yisrael. The question is, what's the connection between these two verses? It seems like a complete non sequitur, no connection between the psukim. So the Chavos Chaim ala Torah explains that there is a connection, and that at a time when there is no hashgacha, when there is no divine providence, when it's a time of hester panim, so where do we turn for guidance? Where do we turn for protection? We turn to the Sefer Torah. But when we learn Torah, that's where we get the protection that we would otherwise get from the hashgacha pratis. In 1942, Reb Chaim Ozer Grudzinski of Vilna passed away,
and Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, who at the time was the Av Bezdin of London, gathered together and edited a memorial volume, a Sefer Zikaron, for Rav Chaim Mozer. And people asked him, what are you doing? It's the time, it was 1942, think of the time, it was the middle of the Holocaust, and we don't know exactly how much they knew, but they knew plenty. They knew Jews were dying, were being killed, Jewish blood was flowing in Europe. They knew that. And they said to Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, how could you publish a Sefer on abstract Talmudic concepts? Nashim, Nezikim, Olim, Negaim, Olos, Negaim, what are you doing? Why are you publishing this? And Rav Yecheskel Abramsky replied, no, that is exactly what we should be doing. The very question represents a sense of hopelessness, of defeat, a lack of emunah and bitachon. But when we have emunah and bitachon, when we have faith in Hashem, the place that we look for to for protection, for eternity, for our connection to continuity is the Torah. Number 4, history goes round. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu in Dvarim Lamed Aleph Tezayin that Moshe is going to die. Hincha shochevim avosecha vekam. You're going to lie down with your ancestors and will rise. The word vekam, will rise, is a little ambiguous. Gemara Yoma Nudbez Amud Beis says it's ambiguous. However, in Sanhedrin, Sadi Amud Beis, we told the story of a heretic who asked Rabbi Shob and Hananiah, how do we know that there will be Tchiyas HaMesin, there will be resurrection, and that Hashem knows what's going to happen in the future? And he quotes this pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hincha shochevim avosecha v'kam." Moshe Rabbeinu is going to lie down with his ancestors and will rise. Will rise means what? It must mean that there's going to be a resurrection, Tchiyas HaMesin. And even if you say it doesn't go, the word v'kam doesn't go on Moshe Rabbeinu, it certainly shows that Hashem knows what's going to happen in the future. Rabbi Zriel Hildesheimer, in the second volume of his response at the end on Parshas Vayelach, he connects this with another story of Rabbi Shub and Hananiah. The Gemara in Chagiga, Hamud Bis, says that in front of the Kesar, this government official, so a heretic gestured to Rabbi Shub and Hananiah with his hand, turning his hand around, as if to say that we're the nation that Hashem turned his back on us, so that we're not a special nation anymore. And Rabbi Shub and Hananiah, then he gestured with his hand stretched out, as if to say, no, Hashem still watches us with an outstretched arm. So says Rabbi Zriel Hildesheimer, this debate between the heretic and Rabbi Shua ben Hananiah is about the view of history. According to the heretic, history goes in a straight line. And once Hashem turns his back on us, that means that that period of history, that tkufa in which we were Hashem's special nation, is over. History goes on, and now we're in a new tkufa, a new era. While Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah says, no, history goes in a circle. Goes what happened before will happen again. So Hashem, even though Hashem may have turned his back on us, his hand still is watches over us with an outstretched arm and waiting for us to return to him and him to return to us. And similarly, we see that in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that there will be a Tchiyas HaMesim, and Hashem knows what will happen. Why will there be a Tchiyas HaMesim? Because the people who were there in the past will be in the future, because history goes in a circle. And Hashem knows what will happen, because it already happened. Everything goes around and round. History is a circular and not linear. Number 5. Why become a leader? When Moshe Rabbeinu is finally directed to appoint Yehoshua as his successor in Devarim Lamed Aleph Yedaled, it says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem told Moshe, Hein karvu yamecha lamus, the time of your death is coming, kra es Yehoshua v'siyasvu be'ol moed v'atzavenu. Call Yehoshua, and you two go to Ol Moed, and I will command him. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Emes LeYaakov said the word Va'atzavenu here means that I will appoint him. And he appoint him as the leader of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Yaakov quotes many other places where the language of Tzivui, of command, is really intended to mean appoint. The question is, why would that language, why would Hashem use that language of Tzivui, of command, to mean appoint? Why not just use the word to appoint, to be Mimane? Explains Rabbi Yaakov that traditionally, Jewish leadership and the rabbinate is something that people wanted to avoid. It's a challenge, it's a responsibility that people do not want to undertake, and they have to be forced, pushed into it to undertake that responsibility and that leadership of serving as a rabbi. And that's why the Torah says, why Hashem says, Va'atzavenu, I will command. Yehoshua did not want to be a leader in his humility. He did not want that responsibility. And therefore Hashem had to command him to be a leader.